Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man? Y'all tuned in to the Warzone Talk Radio Show. Last week, we had a great show. We had Coach Rodney from the Fab and Flames on. He called, talked his junk. We had Coach Ben from East Metro Steelers. He called in as well, man. It was a great show. We also had two young kids, man, with bright futures ahead of them. We had Lil Shy, Javen McGee, that's his name. And we also had C-Dog, Kanye's Hurt, he called in. So we did great interviews with those guys. It went well. Today we got Kendall Palmer. He's on the line right now. We got Kai Bolden. They two great kids with great futures. So I'm going to get into the interviews, ask them to talk questions, just get to know them, see what's going on. It's going to be a great show. So while I give everyone time to get settled, I'm going to play Coach Buddy, Ben Hill song, Die Young real quick. And we're coming right into the interview with great, you know, great athlete, young men, scholars, all that good stuff. So give you a few minutes to get settled, and we on live.
Yeah. You know, I was sitting smoking one the other day, right? And I came to a thought.
We're going to start up talking with Kendall. Bucci, what's going on, man?
What's up, Coach DT?
I can't hear you, man. You got to speak up, man. You're a young man now. Come on. What you say?
What's going on, Coach DT?
Not much, man. So, got a lot of talking to do with you, man. I'm sorry about asking you some questions. So, get ready. We're going to go in. So, my first question with you, where will you be playing this year?
It's undecided yet. You know, I'll be traveling a lot, going to Nebraska on Fridays, so I don't really know yet.
Okay. That's another thing going on with you. You being a young man like yourself, you're great at football, a great student, but you come from a long line of athletes. You have a brother that is currently playing at Morehouse, right?
Yes, sir.
And you got another one at Nebraska. Where do you see yourself in 4 years? What college you playing on attending?
I really want to go to, like, Miami, but Georgia Tech is really on my mind because it's close, and I like how the school is, what they built for the team there.
Okay. So what strikes your attention about Miami? The beach life, or you like the team? What's going on with Miami? You like the coach, Mark Rick? What's going on?
Well, I like the team and, like, the colors. And probably the college life, how you live there. But I don't think Coach is going to be there when I get there.
He'll be the guy. Okay. So I've been knowing you since you was a little kid, from Old National to you coming to Welcome All to the last year you guys being Atlanta Panthers. Your dad, great line coach. What position are you looking to play once you get into high school? Because I remember at one point you were playing running back.
Yeah. So I've been working out with Westlake right now, and they were talking about moving me to probably DN once I get, like, taller and slimmer. I'm 5'10 right now, so I'll get, like, 5'11. Okay. That would be at DN probably.
So 5'10 is pretty great height for a 13-year-old. Put it like this. What's your favorite subject in school? Since you mentioned Georgia Tech, I know your grades are good. What's your favorite subject?
Science. I practiced that a lot in school. Good grade in science.
Science. Okay, so tell all my listeners one thing they need to know about Bucci. What's something a lot of people don't know about you?
That I'm, like, dedicated to the game, dedicated to school. I work hard.
Okay. You dedicated to you work hard. That's a good thing. That's a good trait to have, man. I don't know where KJ is right now. You know, if you got caught up. But we're going to keep rolling with you and keep going on with you. Right now, have you decided high school or are you going to Westlake?
I decided to go to Westlake.
Westlake.
Yeah.
That's a good fit. So will you continue? I noticed with your brothers up until Miles got to high school. Miles got to high school. Everyone in your family wore 44. What's the history on the number 44 with your family, and will you continue to wear it once you get to high school?
My dad, Bryce Farmer, he wore it, and like we all just wore it. I think it was from my granddad, Larry Farmer. It just became a trend in the family.
Okay.
And I was laughing weird.
Okay, so I mean, are you going to continue?
For sure, yes, sir.
Okay, see, and that's a good thing. Like right now, I have a kid on my team. He wear 44 because of Bucci. Like, how does it feel to be 13 and you know you got all the younger kids looking up to you? You kind of made playing O line, D lineman cool again. So how do you feel about these young kids looking up to you? And if they're listening right now, what would you want to say to them?
Appreciate it. It feels good to know that. And just show out in 44.
I like that, man. I like that. Are you playing middle school ball this year?
My school is at Westlake, so they might try to make a team. If they do, I might play with them. I don't know yet. I don't.
Okay, cool. So, since you was 4 or 5 years old, your father's always been one of your coaches. How do you think the transition would be once you get to the next level and you don't have your dad right there? Not saying you ever need him because you always ball, but I know it makes you comfortable to know that he's there and got your back. So how would it make you feel coming up in high school and he's not right there on the sideline? You got to look in the stands. How are you going to take on that obstacle?
The difference in the coach's hard work and practice. No, he's not there with you looking, but, like, in the stands during the game, you know he up there watching. So, like, you just got to ball out. Your whole family up there watching you play.
Okay. I like that, man. And tell me something that you learned since you played Little League. You played Little League for 7 years. What's something you learned and that you want to push down to the younger kids who might be looking up to you and inspired by you and all that you're doing?
Just like playing Little League, they're going to push you in practice and then push you in the game. And it's all going to lead up in the championship game. They need you the most, and you got to just work hard and go hard.
Okay, I got my co-host Zay. He's on the air. Zay, we interviewing Bucci, you know, 44 from the Welcome All Panthers, Atlanta Panthers. Anything you want to ask me real quick before I go to the next question?
Big Bucci, what's going on, man?
What's up, Zay?
Cooling, man. How you liking all 12 of you so far? Now, where you at? You 13, you did 9.
Yeah, 13, you.
Okay. That's good.
That who?
No, he asked him who you playing with, Bucci.
Oh, I don't know yet. He's undecided.
Oh, okay,
well, I can tell you this one thing. Right before the show start, I got a call from Rod Matt, the coach of the Ravens. He's talking cash money junk, Bucci. Like, he's saying he's going to come up here and destroy the Gators. So, if you happen to be with the Gators, hit somebody in the mouth because of him. Make sure you show up, man, if you happen to be there.
Yes, sir. I'm not playing with them, though. Not this year.
Okay, well, there it is. You won't be with them. Right now, give me your three favorite all-time players in order. First is last.
Vic Beasley, the DN for the Atlanta Falcons. Aaron Donald, the D-tackle for the California Rams. And one more. I'll probably say Michael Bennett, the D-tackle.
All right. I want you to look up some names when you get a chance. I want you to look up. Look, I want you to look up Mean Joe Green. I want you to look up Reggie White.
I'm telling you, it don't matter.
Warren Sapp. Them some greats. I mean, I know you young and you said some current player. That's cool, but look up some older players, man. It's gonna do you some good, man. You're gonna learn a lot from them. Right now, what was the hardest game you ever played in where you just kept making mistakes and you had to get your mind right?
Play game against the Atlanta Bulldogs. It was a tough game, but we pulled out with the win.
All right. What happened that made it tough?
I had to figure out my game plan. I was getting beat. And I just couldn't keep getting beat, so I had to figure out something that would help me. And it did.
Okay. I like that answer, Booch. Yeah, you got any question you want to ask him? Because I'm going to keep going.
I ain't got no question I want to ask Bucci right now.
Okay. So, right now, Bucci, teammates, who would you like? When I have some kids coming from youth football like yourself that you would love to play with on the next level?
Prince's Nose, Air, my dog, Justin Bonds, DeMarcus Brown. Super Jordan Cardini.
You sure you just don't want to take the whole Panther team with you?
Yeah, man? Whole team. And then hopefully if my brother's still playing in the league, be in the league with him probably.
Oh yeah, I mean y'all ain't that much apart, Bucci. It ain't that much separated. But okay. Right now, Bucci, that was a great interview, man. I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Get them books right. Support. So listen to your dad, man. He's a smart, he's a great man. Like one of the best men I know. So keep listening to him. Keep working hard. Anything you want to say, any shout outs you want to give, you want to drop your Instagram, Facebook, anything for the people to listen to?
Shout out to my mom, Keisha. Shout out to my dad, Bryce. Y'all know him. Shout out to my brothers. Shout out to my grandma. And shout out to my team. And follow me on Instagram at BucciYJ.
Spell it for me, sir.
BucciYJ.
Okay, great interview, Bucci. Great interview. I'll make sure people I play it so folks can keep listening. Right now, favorite coach of all time you ever played for? My last question.
Coach P. Yeah, he pushed me a lot to like be great. And my dad, he pushed me a lot too. So yeah.
I was gonna say, you better see your dad. That's gonna feed you tonight.
Yeah.
Gonna be anytime. No, but once again, thanks, Bucci, for calling in. You need anything, you got my number. Feel free to hit me. Whatever I can help you with, I got you, man. Continue to be great and keep pushing forward.
Yes, sir. Got you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Next, we got Coach Vic. We got Coach, we got Coach Vic, and we got Coach Chase from Coach Chase from Milford, Coach Vic from North Henry. I'm sorry, guys. Two great coaches. We got them on. Finna bring them in now. You say what, Zay?
What age group?
11U, man. 11U. Vic, okay. What's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it, bro. What's going on?
Man, much, man. Great to have you on the show, man. I'm finna add Coach Chase in real quick. I got so many numbers popping up. I know his parents, so I got to figure out. Hold on.
All right.
But anyway, man, tell us about how you finished out last year, Vic, man. Tell us some insight about your team, name of your team, your coaching history. Drop that for me.
All right, man. I've been coaching for 5 years out at North Henry, man. You know, started from the bottom, worked my way up to the top. Last year, we finished second place. We lost to the Dream Team in the state championship in a damn the worst condition I ever played in my life. But, hey, it is what it is. You got to take it for what it is, man.
All right.
So, without those conditions, you think you could have won?
Man, if the conditions were different, definitely.
Okay, okay.
All right. Hold on, Zay. Let me bring in Coach Chase. What's up with you, Coach Chase?
What's going on?
Well, not much, man. Introduce yourself, man. Tell them about your team, how you finished out last year, all the good stuff, man. Go ahead.
I'm out at Milford out in Cobb County, man. We made it to the – I don't even know what it was. I think it was the conference championship and lost to the Georgia Rattlers, man. But like my boy Vic said, I went out the worst way. Three of my major studs went there, but it happened to the best of them, bro. So, basically, you know what I'm saying, we finished up in the conference championship last year. But prior to that, though, we won 3 Super Bowls straight. So, we made it 4 and made 1-3.
All right. So, right now, I'm trying to figure something out. Have you guys ever ran across each other before?
Man, we ain't never played.
First time.
Oh, so the first time, two great
that's
coaches.
That's why it's going to be a banger, because it's the first time.
Man, and I'm going to tell you some history. Like, I remember, Zay, I'm going to tell you exactly who Chase is. You might not got a face with it. You remember when we were 6, and we played that 7-year-old team out there with Harold? And they had their quarterback.
Man,
he was throwing the ball. We were so confused. I seen Chase take this team from wreck. I'm talking about straight wreck. To build it. So when I see his team doing good, man, I'd be proud to see a coach stay down. A lot of coaches run from teams like that. He actually built it all the way up to what it is now. And I truly think these two teams, North Henry and Milford, can be there at the top. Like, with the coaching they have and the kids they have. Because a lot of folks ain't coaching. They just stacking teams. Just being real. Both of these guys are coaching.
That's it.
So, right now, I'm going to ask you, Vic, parents, this is my call. I'm asking. Big didn't give me no names or nothing. Tell me about your quarterback, man. I've been watching him for a minute, man. Tell me about Mike, man.
Man, Mike, that boy the real deal, man. He a game changer, man. I can put the ball in his hands and he gonna get it done for me, guaranteed.
Okay.
And not only is he a great quarterback, he's also the best safety in the game.
Okay. And tell me about Zero, man. I almost called him his brother name, man.
My boy Markel Chino. Man, hey, that when you said Zero, that speaks for itself. Y'all, everybody already know about his big brother, so you know what the little brother bringing to the table. But if you ask me, I think the little brother, he might be a little better than the big brother, man.
And you had great pickups with your team, such as Savage and Fat Boy. That's in the Fat Boy or Fat Man? Fat Boy. Those two great
man,
pickups.
I added a few good men, man, that want to come over and help us, you know, get to the top, man. So, hey, that's what we got going on right now, man. We just ready for whatever right now, bro.
And see, I'm getting comfortable with y'all age, bro. I know you got the middle line, the linebacker, Williams. He's a great kid,
too.
Amari Williams.
Yeah. He one of the best, man. He, you know, he started out playing on the D-line, and he asked us, you know, could he try out at linebacker, man. And the first time we ever seen him fill that hole, man, hey, we was like, bro, this is where you belong. So he one of the best in the game right now. You gonna see Friday night, but damn so.
And see, Chase gonna try to be humble. He don't want me to just call out any players, but I know for a fact he got one of the best QB and receiver connection, period, man. So tell us about how you work that up. How you get those two to bond so tight, Coach Jay?
For asking him, man, which number was my quarterback? Which one? Is number five or number three? Number five.
No, I'm definitely
talking about number five. Number five, that my little boy, but and my receiver, my nephew, so shit, you know, they stay with me, bro. So we basically just grind, you know what I'm saying?
That speaks for it all. They family, so that's the connection. Okay, so with this game being so anticipated, like everybody want to know who's going to win. I want people to know this game does not affect them as far as pool play. It's a showcase game. Just to put out there the best teams playing, just really great work to set the tone for the tournament. But right now, give me a score, Coach Vic.
Friday night, first game of the weekend, I say 21-0, North Henry.
Ooh. Shit.
Run a clock.
That hurt.
Hey,
man, look, hey, I know he didn't believe that. He had to think about it himself, man.
I didn't believe that himself. More, but I had to think about how much time we're going to be playing. It's going to be a quick game, so that's why I left it at 21.
Hey, if they feel 21, hey, I say 21-0 our way. Same thing, man. That's what I say, DC.
And see, both of y'all on here doing
all right. And look, I ain't gonna disrespect no folk, bro. But I know for a fact, bro. Look, we can get more, but 21. You know what I'm saying? But bro, I can tell you this: it's gonna be a defensive game, homeboy. I can promise you that.
Oh,
it won't be 21 points between neither one of us. I don't feel it's gonna be a defensive game, home.
And see, that's what I'm finna say. Y'all can do all that y'all want to. I know this finna be a 7-6 game. I don't care how you look at it. I don't know who's going
to
win it.
Bro, that's what it's going to come down to, bro, at the end of the day. Bro, I ain't going to see him something run all over there, man. I respect the man, home. You feel me? Like, but what I'm saying, though.
I know my team, it ain't going to be no 7-6. Like, I mean, it might be 7-0. We ain't giving up no points.
Okay.
I say they don't cross the 50 on me, man. That's what I say.
Ooh, Zay, who you like, Zay?
He's supposed to say that. I think I like Milford.
Oh, shit, Zay said he like Milford.
You just make sure you be there Friday, Zay.
Hey, Kobe, let me tell you something, right? Look, cuz, you know the reason why I ain't never played Sean in the state championship? Bro, they cheated me, bro. Look, if I would have got the same bid Kisei got last year over there at Smyrna Hall when he played, he was on the opposite side of the bracket, I would have played Sean in the B2C. They made me play Sean semifinals the year I supposed to play them in the championship. That's how they do me, bro. So, I see you Friday, homes. It ain't sweet, my boy. You feel me? It ain't sweet, my boy.
You just tell number 10, you better strap that 10 strap up because you're coming for a head.
Hey, hold on.
You got to come for more than that, brother. It's more than Vic. 10, my guy.
Y'all better not double up on 10 and leave.
Hey, y'all better not. Look, y'all don't got enough, bro. Y'all can't double everybody. Pick your poison, man.
No, we ain't doing no doubling. It's every man for himself.
My man.
Hey, look.
Tell them to hold it, and I'm going to hold you to that word.
Coach, before y'all get a little intense, what happened earlier, coming on the show, I had the interview with the two kids. One of them on CP time, I'm finna click them in, ask them a few questions. You got more than welcome to jump in and ask them a few questions, too. We got my man, KJ Bolton. Bolton, finna click in, man. I don't know what he had. We finna see where he been at, because he was on CP time. He supposed to call
KJ.
In a long time. Yeah, KJ, what's
Hello?
Going on, boy? What's going on, man?
What's up?
What time was your call
KJ,
in?
KJ, what's happening?
What's up? I had went to the pool and I had forgot.
Oh, okay. Some girls out there with bikinis on. Okay.
My boy living a good life, man.
So KJ, right now, where will you be playing it this year? That's the question I'm going to start off with, sir.
probably playing with Georgia Gators, and I think I'm going to play with Buford.
Hold on. Speaking the phone, sir.
I think I'm going to play with Georgia Gators and Buford.
Okay, Buford. Old Coach Davis, man. That's a great coach. Right now, man, you one of the most popular kids when it comes to these young kids. So all the young kids right now who look up to KJ, what will you tell them to keep them to evolve, keep them evolving in the game? What's your advice for the young kids, man?
Stay working hard. Yeah. Make sure your grades right. And just stay focused, you know.
All right. So if everything goes the way you plan it, what college will you be attending in 4 years?
Florida State.
Florida State. You know they suck, right?
That's the point. You gotta make them good.
Man, you gotta, okay, hey, man, you gotta go to Clemson, little homie. Go, hey, take your talent to Clemson, man.
That's the second choice.
Hey, make it
to
the final.
Hey,
look, I'm gonna call that on your list, KJ.
All right.
All right. So KJ, right now, who inspired you the most? Whether it's sports or just life, who's your greatest inspiration?
My dad.
All right, and tell us why.
Hey, you know, he always been my life. He been working. He been pushing me hard. He the reason why I'm good today. And so I just gotta do it for him.
All right, I respect that, man. Kai's a great dude, too, man. He's in it for the kids. He's done a lot for you, football. So that's a great guy, man, to be inspired by. He's inspired a lot of coaches, too. If you notice, all of them wear book bags now. I think he's the first person I've seen doing that. But, you know,
yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Great guy to be inspired by, man. Right now, what high school? So you plan on attending Buford High School, correct?
Probably so.
Oh, man, he want to be proper. So you got to give us some, KJ, man. You got listeners listening to you, man. Tell us something, man. What
most
are we going
likely
to high school?
Most likely.
Okay, Buford got a $20 million school right now. It bigger than, look better than most colleges. So if you do go there, man, take advantage of that campus. Enjoy that lifestyle, man, because it's going to get you prepared for college. Georgia Gators. I talked to Rod Matt earlier today. He said he's going to beat y'all by 30. Any truth to that?
Cap.
All right. He called me, said, DT, man, when I come up there and put up 30 on the Gators, I need y'all to be a mill statue. Because he said he did ABA wrong at 11U. He got the Panthers at 12. He said the Gators at 13. So I'm telling you to tell your teammates, this man said he put up a 30 piece on y'all. Like crispy, lemon pepper sprinkles. So,
no,
Zay, go ahead, KJ.
Yo.
No, we too good. We practice good. We got good players. We not going for none of that.
All right, Chase, Vic, Zay, y'all on here. Y'all want to ask the young man any question, man? He's a great kid. Y'all want to ask him anything?
KJ, where you at,
man?
Huh?
Was you at that scrimmage today with the Georgia Gators?
No, I couldn't make it. My mom was out of town.
Oh, okay. I had a good scrimmage going on all that for a minute.
Oh, see, I ain't know nothing about it. So, go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to tell that homie, hey, Brush, I'm keeping my eyes on you, man, following you from afar, man. I like to tell you, Brush, yeah. Keep your head up, bro. Leave the girls alone, bro. They gonna be there, man. Stay focused, man. Take care of your mama and daddy, bro, and just live your life, man. Go hard, bro. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's what
exactly,
Coach State, Coach
exactly.
C, man.
Keep working hard.
Right,
hard. Keep
you,
working
man.
Hard. I've been following you since you was a young jit too, man. I know what you bring it to the table, man. Like Coach C said, just keep working hard to stay focused, man. Leave them chicks alone, bro. They gonna be there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's easier said than done, but I think you can do it, KJ, man. Stay focused, keep grinding, keep being great, man. The whole city behind you, you played a part in changing your football in Atlanta. So we got to give you a prop from that. You one of them kids that kids know nationally because of the swag you bring and talent. So keep doing you, man. Don't change. Make sure them grades right. Stay away from them knuckleheads. Keep doing you, man. Don't be a follower. Continue to be a leader and push forward.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to say, any shouts out you want to give, your IG, your Twitter, anything like that you want to drop on everyone?
follow my IG and Twitter at KJ4TheGreat. And I want to shout out my mama for doing everything she do for me in my life.
Okay, shout out to Miss Wright. But
KJ, I got a question for you right quick. I know you don't follow the younger boys, you know, because you're a little older right now. But if you had to pick Milford 11U versus North Henry 11U, who you think gonna win that game?
North Henry.
Hey, that's all I need.
Look, hold on, KJ, that's because you never heard of Milford, though, right? You ain't never heard of Milford.
I heard y'all when y'all had played the Dream Team, but y'all had low bat.
That was our first game, and I had a lot of first plays.
KJ,
look, you add the other cats how many of them play Dream Team, though, willingly. And not on schedule games, but willingly pull up on them folks and go play them. You feel what I'm saying? We do it for a reason, bro. But it's all good. He picked North Henry. We going to see what's up.
I got something better for y'all, man. KJ, that Friday night is on the 26th. If you in Atlanta, I want you to come and do the commentary for that game.
All right.
There it is.
And my boy Bucci, man. Get my boy Bucci out there too, man.
I get both of them. We got Bucci and KJ doing the commentary for y'all game with Big Oomph. Big Oomph said he got to do it. There's no way around it.
Okay.
Hey, it's going down. We ready. Hey, me and Chase already know we're going to meet again Sunday in the championship because ain't nobody end up rocking with neither one of us. So we're going to play again Sunday.
KJ, keep pushing, man. I'm going to let you go on back to the swimming pool and be a little pervert, but stay away from the girls, man. You can, as long as you can.
All right,
take it easy, man. But, so, listen, I got hit with what's the name today, man? That's what I've been meaning to ask y'all. So, I got called by Rob of the Georgia Rattlers, right?
Easy work.
Easy work.
He won't smoke. Hey, bro, look. I wish you. I need him after I play Vignum on that set. I need him out the gate. I owe him from the championship. He caught me down bad, Shawty. You know what I'm saying?
He don't want to play you. He just want one game Friday, and he want to bump Milford and play North Henry. I said, man, I already got this game amped up right now. I can't do that.
Man,
we
not smash the Rattlers. We put them out the B2C last year. Them four, I don't even think they got a first down on us. We ain't even gonna waste our time with them. We want Milford.
Bro, let's get it, man. Hey, look, man, with them folks say, man, hey, don't beg for your death, goddamn. Don't beg for your death. Hey, we locked in, son. We locked all in, right, my boy.
So what I do, you guys, I got a song to play and I got a message from a parent. So this song I'm gonna play, I want y'all, the people send them in. It ain't a music radio show, but I push it. So y'all, I want all y'all honest opinion how y'all feel about this track real quick.
Before you do what you do, just listen up real quick.
I ain't gonna play the whole track, man. But I ain't gonna play the whole track. I'm just give you a little something. So, Chase, Zay, Vic, how did y'all feel about that one, man?
That's it, Ryan, man.
Well, hey, who was that?
They got a hit, man.
Yeah, that's a little banger right there.
His name, JB, JB, oh, he went to Maze. They call themselves M-Fame. That's the name of their rap group. But they sent me that track.
M-Fame.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they got it.
So y'all
right
first
up.
Ones that didn't get dissed on this show, JB and Tim. So keep pushing. Everybody else, they got dissed on this mark. So that's a good sign, man. All right, so Friday night. Hello, Friday night, right? So you got North Henry playing Medford. Friday night, you got North Henry playing.
Hey, Vic, I'm in all white, Vic. Cool.
Oh, we in all black. You know, hey, I like you in all white. That's soft anyway.
Yeah, hey, shout out to white too, my boy. But I promise it is. I promise you, we leave with stains, my boy. Won't nothing be clean. I promise you that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're gonna be stained up. I know. Y'all ain't gonna be in the dirt all day.
Hey, bro. Hey, from painting y'all ass, they're really gonna be stained on your ass.
Okay, so look, I'm asking y'all this right here. Since y'all already said y'all gonna be in the championship, do y'all want the four quarter game Friday or championship? Which one y'all want?
Nah, championship.
Okay.
Championship.
Okay. I'm asking y'all.
We'll give them a sneak preview, but I mean, shit, they don't got to rush the game neither. You know what I'm saying? Shit, them folk, like, it don't matter. They don't got to rush the first game neither, but at the same time, it don't got, you know what I'm saying?
We got to get these folks on the team. They're coming up for this game.
Most definitely, four quarter.
All right, so, right
now.
So,
why y'all get a running clock put on y'all?
11U now, we got, you said run clock. 11U, we got Fayette County. I heard 11U is supposed to be good this year.
Yeah, they were straight last year.
Yeah, they said they're supposed to be good. You got Central DeKalb. You got Georgia Seminoles. You got Huffman Hurricane. And it's one more team, man. So 11U is going to be some good football.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad Huffman is going to Huffman. Huffman been running. Huffman been running for about 2 years now. They've been catching. They want to play Sean. I'm glad they in that thing. I want to smoke with them anyway.
Don't say that. You know, I'll hook schedule up quick, Chay.
Bro, you know me, bro. We don't run from nothing, bro. Whoever on there, we got to play. That's just how we see it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so.
Yeah, we ain't doing no calling. Hey, DT, man, switch the schedule. We don't want to play them yet. Nah, whoever you put us on there with, that's who we playing.
That's who we playing.
I know how
right.
to do
that's it.
All right, so, okay, right now, Vic, we starting early, but give me your top five 11U teams right now.
Top five 11U. North Henry, Dream Team, Camo, well, that's three. Shit, I heard them Mipple Boys scrap. I'm going to go with them at four. And I'll probably say them Georgia Rattlers, man, at five.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I like your list, but I'm gonna tell you one thing. I like Milford over the Rattlers. I mean, it's not Rattlers. I like Milford over Camo.
That one in no order. That was just the five teams that you know that I like. That it wasn't in no order.
Okay, well keep it that way. No order.
Yeah.
Let's go, Chase. Yeah. Who your scores? Five scores.
Top five. Welcome all North Henry. Us. Let me see. Henry. Camo up there and shit. I like man, what would be my last one? I say Georgia. Yeah, I go with I go with Smyrna, man. I go with Smyrna, man.
All right, so y'all ain't giving the Falcons no love.
Who is that?
Georgia Falcons or APA? They don't get no love.
I don't know what's going on with ABA.
I heard they're gonna be good, but I mean, I don't really know what's going on, but I don't know. I like them five that I just gave you. I know what they bring to the table.
All right, yeah. All right, Zay, man. Anything you want to ask these guys, man? Because I know you got something off the wall to throw up there, man.
Hey, where one of y'all going to be the first to beat Dream Team?
Man, North Henry, bro. North Henry. We got to knock him out before this thing over with, man.
I was like, are you going to be able to do it before they go to middle school? Because, you know, time running down.
Yeah, it's running out. Yeah,
hey, bro. Hey, bro, I'm just saying. Hey, so I'm at the end, bro. Look, last year, bro, they caught me that handicap, bro. I can't count. This year is going to be a little better, hog. That nigga caught a nigga handicap, bro. Real shit. Hey. Well, yeah, bro, they going to happen for middle school, though. That ain't real talk, man.
I don't see that happening.
This kind of threw me off a little bit, you guys, because, like, what I do, I have a parent write me in about you football, but maybe this young lady took the question wrong, or I don't know how she got missed, but her question is more of a personal one. So, I mean, I'm going to ask for y'all advice because it ain't got a damn thing to do with you football, but here we go. I'm writing into your show and asking for advice from you guys. I'm involved with a guy who's pretty much perfect. We've been dating on and off for 2 years, but all of a sudden he can't talk on the phone at night. He don't have time for me on the weekend. He can only stop by my job. I don't know if he got a new woman or if he been married the whole time. How do I handle this situation? What should I say to him? How do I handle it? Because I'm confused and my feelings are involved and he's been around my children. What do I do?
See, first of all, the first red flag should have been he was perfect. Like, ain't no nigga around him perfect. Like, she sitting on something then. Like, he was covering up something. Like, that's the first red flag.
I just say, she better cut that. Hey, she better cut that shit off, man, before it get worse, man.
That's it, bro. Hey, that's it. Hey, that's all. Just cut it off, man.
It's only gonna get worse. You know what I'm saying?
I got the feeling the dude she talking about worked for coach at North Henry or used to work concessions at North Henry. He just got something to North Henry ring him with me. I'm gonna be honest. No, but I would say you just got to be open with the dude. Ask him, you know, talk to him and ask him what's up. Like, what happened? What changed?
She said they've been dating how long?
She said 2 years.
2 years?
And the change up happened.
Brother found
him some more good cooter, bro. It's over that cooter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Nah, for real.
You said a nigga used to work concessions at North Henry?
Nah, I was joking, man. Don't get this on me, bro.
Hey, my nigga Vic will put two and two together. Nigga, you talking
about? Hey, nah, I was joking, man. Leave the show alone, man. I'm going to tell you what probably don't happen. Y'all were cool, and he probably did like you at that point, but he probably dating two people, and she won. You done lost. You know, she won, and he probably done moved in with her, and he can't talk to you at night no more. And the weekend...
Yeah, and you got to try to trick.
The weekend is her time. You just got to either ask him what's up or just deal with the situation. There's no point of asking for advice, because you're not going to listen. Right now, we can tell you to leave dude alone. He see your text, he come to your job to hit it. You're going to get excited and that.
Straight up.
Hit it. So,
plus, you got to do self. You got to look at yourself though. Like, is your pussy trash? Do you get on his nerves? Like, you got to look and like see where it went wrong at.
And by 2 years, that's when they really start showing out. By 2 years,
oh, this kid friendly.
Oh yeah, Butcher them might still be listening. My bad. Oh, lady, this is about you. Your love about the kids. Your love about. I'm just gonna say this. Ask him what's up. That's what I'm gonna say. Ask him what's up. Your last word for us, eh?
I mean, I hope y'all using protection. Dude, sound like dude fucking a lot of different people.
Vic, what's up?
Man, hey, like my boy Tay say, man, just cut that shit off, man. Just cut that shit off.
Man, what the fuck? Go ahead, though.
Nigga can't even talk on the phone at night.
Hey, man, all I can tell you, hey, save your gas money and spend it on your kids, bro. Quit riding around for that, man, folks. Leave it alone, y'all.
And we're not laughing to be insensitive, but we laughing because it's funny, you know.
Yeah, and it happened a lot. Like, you ain't the first gullible bitch. Can I call her bitch? Do I know her? It don't matter. You're not the first gullible bitch that's out there.
This nigga Zay. Gotta be Zay. Yeah, she's in Warzone. But I'm not going to tell y'all who it is because that's the privacy and I'm holding my own on that. But keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing for your kids. Good luck to them this season. And, you know, just do what you feel best. Anyway, we're going to push on to the next thing. Right now, Vic, what's going on at North Henry, man? What age group should we look for the candidate? Top teams at North Henry that should be representing y'all part. What top team age group?
Man, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. The whole part lit, man. The whole part from 5U all the way to we got 14 now. So our whole part jumping out there right now, man.
What about 12?
Every age group.
Because I got everything. At North Henry,
I ain't seen our 12 this year, man. Them boys been ducked off. They got something special, but they, like I said, they been so ducked off, man. I don't really know, but I know everything around me from 5 to 11. Yeah, I'm talking about it's strapped out there, man. We strapped.
Alright,
the charge with Travis?
You said what now?
What happened with that soliciting charge that with Travis down there?
Bro,
like, why was he banned from the park? We trying to find out why was he banned from the park.
Bro, I don't know nothing about that right now, bro. I have no idea.
So you weren't in that sand traffic thing that happened down there? You don't
it's
have
that? No, I wasn't in that, bro. Nah. We got to salute my boy Travis too, man. He got a he coaching at the school now, so I salute that boy, man.
Wait, hold on. You talking about old and 8 Travis at somebody's fucking school?
They seen something in my boy, man. They got him out there coaching them DBs, man. I don't know if it's good school or high school, but he out there, man.
They got to be like a work with this program thing.
Man, he probably coaching
the
DBs. They got to
be community service or something.
Yeah, he picking up paper out there.
Yeah, ain't no way to hear he went 0-8 and then go work at a high school. Hell no.
He might be on the college level. I can see him coaching on the college level.
They got my boy
like,
there working with the Lulu guy there.
Nah, he on the college level. He doing the DB for DeBry.
Nah.
Or ICBC College or every. Working DB,
my boy at the school this year, man. You know, he say he ain't got time for the little league no more. He finna get paid for this thing. So hey, I salute him.
Oh shit, look at Trav.
Let me know what school he at, so I can go drop some paper on the ground for him to pick up. Cause that's all he doing. How you go 0-8
on work release, man?
You go 0-8 on the red side, and then go coach college.
But bro, you see, you can't really say my boy went 0-8 though, because you know he ain't never had no team. He wasn't the head coach of no team out there, so you can't just put that all on him.
But he was part of
the coach. He always been the DB coach, so you can't just, you know, that was his job.
But
he always been a DB coach.
But they got called on a lot in the air. Like, they a lot of pads got thrown on them, so.
They did.
You don't put that on them. Is everything getting out of that free?
Got throw on in the air.
Travis, the only person I know who stopped me back. The nigga socks me back. Well, I ain't trusting him with my DBs for nothing. He wearing socks belt. No, I'm good on Trav. But no, I'm messing with y'all, man. Trav's a great dude, man. But I refuse to believe he had somebody at high school. Dude. I think
he
just putting on.
I don't know if it's a middle school or high school, but I know he in the school for real. Like I want to say heritage, man. That's what I want to say.
All right, see you lying.
Man, I'm dead for real.
All right, so I got two callers that have been faithfully listening, so I'm going to click them in and see what they want to say. So, callers, what I'm going to do, I'm going to say the first three numbers of your phone number. That's it after the area code. I'm going to click you in. You can tell me what team you're repping, or if you're calling just listening, whatever you got going on. So, first three numbers after your area code is 667. You've been on the been waiting 23 minutes. Go ahead and rep your team. 667. You on the air. What's up? Okay. You don't hear yourself? 44667. You on the air. Okay. That means they don't want to talk. Okay. Next one. 470554. You on the air. What's up?
Yo, what's good?
What's going on, man?
Man, bro, I just got home from baseball. I'm tired. But, I called in to listen to see what y'all was talking about.
It sounds like that dude that the lady wrote in about. Have you ever worked for this?
It sounds like the confession, nigga.
Nigga called in, man. We ain't so excited about nothing with him.
They didn't want to tell their part.
That
nigga, dog.
Ask him,
DT.
Tell your side of the story, man.
What happened?
Hey, bro, we want to know why you only can talk on the phone at night, bro? Why you can't talk at night?
So, look.
What you mean?
She called me and she said she's been talking to a dude for 2 years who works for Fisher Stand. And all of a sudden, he can't talk on the phone at night. And she can't see him on the weekend no more. So when we hear concession, we think about one person. You football in that level.
Nigga, you not talking about me. That's a goddamn show.
I don't know. She kind of described you a little bit, too.
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all niggas on crack.
Bro, listen. She said you work the North Henry concessions, bro.
That must have been talking about hood then, because they ain't talking about me.
No.
Listen, you said you got a free plate. They gave her
a
real sound, and that's how it started.
She said she was walking by. Somebody
so nice
said,
in the beginning.
Somebody said, "You ain't taste that till you taste these ribs," and she stopped. That's how the conversation.
DT, you full of shit, DT. Full of shit.
Hey.
She said you was so nice in the beginning, like you just bring her a plate, and they're like, "Bitch, you get it."
Nah, I'm definitely not bringing nobody no plate, so that definitely ain't me.
Hey, but
y'all
tried.
Then she said you took out on the weekend and you stopped.
Oh,
you
know what?
Weekend.
Y'all niggas crazy.
Hey, son, what you think about? I'm talking about Travis.
Hey, DT, you heard that, DT?
I'm about to get him hurt.
Oh, Lord. Just playing. Wait a minute. We were just playing.
We were just playing.
We were definitely joking.
Yeah.
I want to show up at the tournament on Friday, and one of the concession stands had been open. Sean called for the hospital.
Now, I'm going to be there front and center.
Hey.
UJ, I ain't know she was listening, bro. My bad, bro.
Ooh,
but she did. The girl
good,
did say something about some ribs, though. I'm gonna be honest. You know, it could have been somebody else, though.
It's all good, bro. You know, a lot of
and it's I know they got a shelter for battle spouses. No, that's not just for women.
Hey, I don't think I'm gonna need it. I'm good. I'm good.
Hey.
What's the address?
my dude say, what's the address?
Finish drawing that battered nigga off.
Hey, listen. Hey, I thought this was supposed to be about football, guys. Like, you guys turned the game into doesn't need to be turned into right now. And I'm
come
never
on,
gonna forgive you guys.
Hey, Lexia, hey, look, Miss Barbecue Grill, we joking. Do not put my boy on the sofa. He too big. He too big.
You crazy. I'm not going
to. His neck gonna be hurt. He's gonna be a state farm cooking folks up.
They go back that sleeping there to the grill.
Nah, we're good, remember.
I know,
guys. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, though, Deshaun, man. Deshaun, y'all ain't hitting on Deshaun ribs. You probably don't want to start eating now either. But the chicken be good.
What? DC, you full of shit.
Nah, I'm joking, man. Deshaun, we have a concession jumper, man. Some best food in the city. Come out there Friday night. The game jump and make sure y'all go buy that food from him. Who you like in this game, Sean? North Henry?
I like North Henry 40-0.
Remember, you're not at North Henry anymore. Remember,
I know,
you're not at North Henry.
You know what? I know I'm not at North Henry, but I believe. Hold on. Let me talk. Man. I've been listening to y'all for a while now because I called in when I was in the car. So.
Oh, yeah, you called. That's right. You
out.
Called
I
in.
Said,
you didn't call. That's right.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I called in. So I say North Henry 40-0 because I just believe in Vic's coaching ability. So he finally got the talent I think that's going to push him over the top. So I think he's going to 40 piece everybody else.
Hey, man,
if he don't put up 40 on me, you owe me a real plate. This coach says, man. You feel?
Hey,
whatever. You said we don't scope.
So
we
let,
don't get a real
hey,
plate.
Let me check. Hey, check this out. If he don't 40 people.
I said it wrong, sir. Hey, we beat him. Look, my team real plate on you. What's happening?
I'm not taking.
When it's dealing with ribs, I ain't taking no team. But what I'll do is I'll feed your kids hot dogs. How about that?
That'll work.
After the game.
And look,
hold on.
Look, this is what I do for you. Vic beat me, right? You pull up on me,
right.
And I detail your truck for you. That's fair enough.
That's fair enough. I like that.
You feed my boys hot dogs, and they win. You got a detail on me, Mr. Glass.
You might well bring your detail shit to the game.
Right.
It ain't no need. If I go down, I'm going to try to get some money. I got to be focused on y'all. I ain't worried about no money. Hey, listen, I'm going to need it that night.
You hear me? I want to detail that night.
Detail his shit right in the parking lot after the game. We gonna be out there eating.
Now y'all crazy.
Hey, look, my boy. Hey, I hope that thing gonna be dirty. Look, that thing gonna be dirty when we leave. Shout it, look, we eat good as hell coming up out of licking fingers and all, bro.
Hey, it's all good. How many kids you got on your team?
You don't need to know how many kids he got. It don't even matter, bro. You just need to tell that nigga what you want on your ties and how to detail your inside. That's all that nigga need to know.
Right. air freshener I need, but I want number 10.
I got all that, man. You don't even got to worry about it. But I got to take care of it. Make sure you got them hot dogs ready, man. I'm talking about lightly crisp. You feel
drop that information, man. How can folks find you, get their car taken care of, man? You got to put your plug out there now.
Oh, Oh yeah, man, I'm on Instagram, man. _Richie. Oh man, no, it's Richie_Rich_05, and then I'm on Facebook, Chase Robinson, man. You find me, call me, whatever you want to do. Appointments through week only. Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm on Mableton Parkway, beside the Popeyes, man, in the Plaza, getting it in, man.
That's what's up, brother.
And yeah, also follow my little boy on page. Well, not my little boy, my football team page on Facebook, Milford Warriors Love You, man. That's it, bro.
All right, Vic, what's going on, man? What we need to know about Vic, man? I know you got a job somewhere.
Man, you can follow me on Instagram, man, Vic_Wilt_84. And my team is North Henry Tigers 11U on Instagram.
Hold on, bro. Were you born in 84?
Yeah. I'm a young nigga.
I'm just saying, though, but why you got to put your full name and your birthday in your name, bro?
DC think everybody old, bro.
No, bro. What I'm saying is, this nigga got his government name and the year he was born as his Instagram name.
I ain't doing nothing illegal.
I'm about to say, my boy Vic ain't doing nothing wrong. He ain't high.
Niggas, we ain't doing nothing wrong on that little information right now, though. They can use that little information. What you say your Instagram was?
My nigga Zay gonna pull up on that Harley motherfucker on that nigga.
He's gonna pull up on the Harley guy. Pull up black with something nice, nigga.
He gonna pull up the song. Hey, bro, that one thing, Vic, you gotta watch these niggas in the city, boy. Don't boy, slick. Shout out. Hey, they taking money out of cash out now, buddy. For hell.
Especially that nigga Zay. Especially that nigga Zay, boy.
Nah, hey, I'm going to Zay the long way. That's my dog, bro. Every time I see Hall, I got to get linked with him, bro. Hall the fool, man.
Hey, man. Go ahead, Deshaun. What the grill information there, bro?
Y'all can follow me at Deshaun's Barbecue. And all my information is on there, man. Y'all can just holler at me. I cater events. I do concessions. I do it all, man. So definitely hit me up if you got something coming up, and you know we'll make it work.
And see, you just heard that, young lady. He be doing events on the weekend. See, you thought it was something else. He be doing them events on the weekend. That's why his weekend. See him on the weekend. No more. He's done.
Yeah.
All right, man. My bad, bro. I'm bad.
You ain't making no better
right now. No, look. Look, the barbecue grill still went in the letter, bro. We just added that mail to you, bro. These niggas dirty. They going right along with me, Sean. Nobody said that about no shit.
It's all good, man. I appreciate the good laugh, man, and I look forward to seeing all y'all next weekend, man.
Right, man.
So,
hey,
man. Where you at?
You say what?
You sound like you Caucasian, too, Deshaun. Have I met you?
Hey, you know, I talked to Sean 15 minutes before he told me who he was the first time I met him. Because I was posting him all day, bro.
Y'all was stupid, man.
Hey, but thanks right, everyone for the show, man. Shouts out to North Henry Tigers, 11U, and Milford. Win of the game, I'll throw something in there. I'll do a pizza party that Monday for the win of the game at practice or Tuesday, whenever, however y'all want to do it, pizza party. And it ain't going to be CC. $5 pizza. It ain't going to be that.
Hey, so, hey, no more, cause we, hey, you know, we out here in Henry County. We eat Marcos. All
right.
Marcos.
We out here decided to get Jenny's or so with Marcos too, brother.
Yeah, we want that good pizza. We don't want no $5 Domino's, none of that shit. We want that
right,
Marco.
None of that shit. Right.
Today, y'all
know. $6.99 for a medium.
Oh, man.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Deshaun. Hey. Tell them, Deshaun, that's $16.99 for a medium pizza.
Yeah, that's CC's pizza for some bullshit. So we don't want none of that, DC. So you're going to have to put Marco's in the bucket.
Look,
nah, man, we appreciate it. We appreciate anything you bring, bro. We just glad to be playing in your tournament, my dog, for real.
I appreciate
that's
y'all, man.
Bro. Real talk, man.
Zay, you got anything you want to drop, man?
Yeah, man. Y'all follow me on IG. What's my name? Oh, MITI_Zay, I think. I'm not sure. And if you see him around the park, you want a little Trey Five or something, you know, get at me. There's no pressure.
Hey, look.
Your ass off the phone, man.
I did.
Hey, Paul, I'm going to
let
you just like, yeah.
I have a bad day, man.
All right, man. I'll holler at y'all.